You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And what is making the headlines of this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News and the main story for this week?
Yeah, so the main story this week is about a Nazi flag that was hoisted at a home in Boola, which is in regional Victoria, last weekend. And it's caused a huge stir, not just locally, but around the country. So what happened was this residents who had lived in this town of Boola for just under a year raised this flag and kept it up there from last weekend. A Melbourne Holocaust survivor saw this on the news and contacted the Jewish News and said, this is absolutely appalling. She said that Joe Dehan is his name. He said his own family perished at the hands of the Nazis. And he just said there are no words to express how one can feel about seeing this flag here in Australia being raised. He said the Holocaust was the worst atrocity ever committed on this planet, and this person flying the flag should be punished by the law, which is an interesting point because the local council there, under Victorian law, Australian law, didn't actually have any powers to order the flag's removal. So this has been a big ongoing discussion point about what to do about these situations in the future. Initially, the flag was reported to the Anti-Defamation Commission. Chairman Davir Abramovich said he calls on the Victorian government and the opposition to come together and immediately work towards passing legislation that bans the public display in Australia of Nazi insignia. And the politicians have come on board with this since this incident. The Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews lambasted the display of this flag. He said it's completely unacceptable for anyone to be flying a flag like this that is the ultimate symbol of hate. He said with a Victorian parliamentary inquiry into anti-vilification protection set to commence in the coming weeks, he assured us that no doubt this report will give us some advice and a way forward to deal with any gaps that are in our laws.
So just to make it clear, currently there isn't a law in Australia that defines if you can or cannot display those type of items in public, right?
Yeah, not at the moment. And fortunately, the flag has since been removed by the people who hoisted it, but only after a lot of angry residents nearby, and the police were called as well. Of course, they just encouraged the people to take the flag down. And a local tradesman actually told us he was so shocked to see it that he actually approached the local residents and shared his disgust. And he said to us, if I didn't say something, then I'm basically allowing this to occur, and I want no part in that. So yeah, at the moment, there's nothing legally anyone can do, although in New South Wales, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputy CEO Vic Al-Hadef told us that in New South Wales, at least, while there's no law against it, there are anti-vilification laws which could apply to a situation like this, but only if it can be proven that the raising of such a flag directly incites racial hatred. So there are state and federal laws for that. But he said it's just an argument that would have to be made, and it's kind of in this grey area at the moment.
And this type of law, by the way, does exist in Germany. So maybe in the future we can see it being applied in more countries like Australia. Let's move on to our next topic, and the ongoing bushfires are still in the top headlines.
Yeah, with the ongoing bushfire crisis continuing and all the devastation that's already been happened, luckily there's fortunately some rain has started to fall in the fire areas, but there's a long way to go. The heartening thing is the Australian Jewish community is continuing to rally and donate lots of money that will go directly to help families affected. The community, up to date now, the Jewish community has donated over $5 million, which is a huge amount. In New South Wales, the St. Vincent de Paul Society has expressed its gratitude to the New South Wales Jewish community for raising almost $600,000 for their appeal late last year. And Vinnie's will use the funds to provide assistance to families of firefighters who have lost their lives and to assist bushfire victims to provide food, clothing and financial assistance for them. A joint Jewish Board of Deputies New South Wales and Stand Up Australia appeal has raised more than $170,000. That's the latest figures we have on that. And in Victoria, the Victorian Jewish Community appeal has raised more than $2.5 million alone. And lots of little organizations, lots of shuls, lots of charities, Jewish charities, for example, Our Big Kitchen in Sydney. A lot of volunteers for those organizations are also coming together contributing to the cause. And there's a lovely little story we're running about a 7-year-old Northbridge Primary School in Sydney, a student, Luca Myerson, who with his brother and his best friend, Zachary Fisher, they actually set up a little lemonade stall in their suburb, in their shopping center. And they raised $800 from that in just 3 hours. And then the local MP, Trent Zimmerman, heard about it and came along and donated more funds and spread the word. And by the end of the day, more than $1,200 were raised from these kids' efforts.
Lovely. And it is nice to see how many people open their hearts and wallets and donate for that cause. And bushfires are unfortunately occurring quite often here in Australia, but this time it has been massive, and more people around the world became aware of those fires. Maybe also because the Australian Open is taking place in Melbourne as we speak?
Yeah, it has captured world headlines. And just in the Australian Open, which is starting this week, there's been the first day of qualifying was hugely affected by the smoke, and some athletes actually had to stop mid-game because it was too dangerous to breathe. So the world knows about this. But I think the main difference this time is, in the past, there might have been very large fires in one state or sometimes in a couple of areas, but this time around, following the drought, this long drought that we've had as well, there's just been, I don't think there's been this much widespread fires affecting, there's fires up and down the coast of New South Wales, in the Snowy Mountains, in East Gippsland in Victoria, in Adelaide, Kangaroo Island, Adelaide Hills, and in Perth as well, even some outskirts of suburbs in the outskirts of Perth have been on fire. So I just think it's the scale and the number of people affected. Of course, we've had people dying as well, more than 25 people. And we've had, I think the latest tally is up to 2,000 properties have been destroyed. So, yeah, so I guess that's the big difference, the scope of the fires and the reach of the fires.
And as for today, the fires killed at least 29 people, not to mention all the millions of animals who got trapped and burned to death.
So I've heard it's close to 500 million, and particularly the koalas are being hit very hard at the moment. So there's a lot of work being done to help the koalas. Taronga Zoo and other zoos are coming on board, and World Wildlife Fund. But yeah, that's another very difficult part of the crisis that we all have to deal with too.
Shane, let's move on to some positive news and to a different topic now. And this year, could we expect a visit from the President of Israel here in Australia?
Israeli President Reuven Rivlin, this is good news. He has confirmed he will be addressing the United Israel Appeal General Division Gala event in Sydney, which will be on Sunday, February the 23rd. So this was just announced in the last few days. And during his four-day visit, which is the first by Rivlin, by the Israeli president to Australia, he will also be addressing audiences in Melbourne on Monday, February the 24th. And it's going to be the first trip to Australia by any Israeli head of state since Moshe Katsav back in 2005.
And I also remember that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to visit us here in Australia. I think it was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right. And the good thing about Rivlin is, listeners might remember, he was actually due to come to Australia in 2016 and I think one other time as well, but he had to cancel because he had urgent commitments in Israel. He had to meet the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, in one occasion. So touch wood this time, touch wood, he'll actually be coming here for real, and it'll be just lovely for people in Sydney and Melbourne to come and see him.
Well, if there are no last-minute changes, we will see President Rivlin here in Australia. But as we will get closer to the date, we will let our listeners know when and where it happens. Shane, this week we marked the first anniversary of the death of Aya Marsawa, the Palestinian who got killed in Melbourne last year on January 16th, 2019. Remind our listeners what happened and some positive news.
Yes, and Australia marks the first anniversary of the death of Aya Marsawa, who is a 21-year-old Palestinian citizen of Israel who was studying at La Trobe University, and tragically she got raped and murdered on January 16 last year. As this anniversary happens, we have some good news. Her father, Saeed, has welcomed a pledge by Gandalf Philanthropy to match donations to a medical fellowship program named in her honor up to the value of $50,000. So to date, $90,000 has been raised already for this initiative, and there's a target set of $200,000. So it's getting closer, and this project, supported by Project Rosanna, will help educate and train Palestinian and Israeli doctors to treat people in need and improve health outcomes and lifestyles for all.
That's really nice to hear. And sometimes for a good thing to happen, you have to experience some dark sides in life. Shane, that's all the time we have for this week. Thank you so much and speak to you next time.
Oh, my pleasure.
And this was Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.